shifted as they turned to watch me leave. And I pulled a little bottle from the pocket in my sleeve. The sunlight was stronger to my church dark widened eyes than the light which had blinded me with Christ's own half-lies. Yes, mid-Sunday morning, my old playmate sat round a stumble-stained table. Christopher spat, and he kicked out a chair and showed me to sit. Then they started back singing in that shit-smelling pit. They were grinning and dribbling with comforted heads. Their wives were in church or at home and in beds. Well, I sucked down a cupful, and God shone within in a red earthen mask. And I saw where I'd been was a palace of sin. Let them abstain on unbucking high horses, poor wooden structures which merely eye courses, that these logheads run just to find some respite in the whiskey-induced holy unending night. Yes, I thought I saw new light, the black one which dimmed the bleached garments with which mangled peon stayed rimmed. Oh, the church songs they paled next to this fiery chorus, composed from a living depth especially for us. There were arms linked and sympathy gilded the glaring of these bloated companions who hid neath their swearing some need for another, kin to brother lust, which coarse words and music was faith and was trust. Yes, I saw a dependence, an inherent weakness within walls which hid sunlight and hindered all frankness. That floor there supported what souls couldn't stand on their own in their own eyes, to hint they are men who are slave to their vision. But to that alone, yes, each of them cloistered fear of being alone. Wherever folks gather to imply a rule, they are each one a sinner, each one a fool. For if I drink my whiskey and if I sing a song, I have no breast companion, a trailing along to imagine a sharing of burdens I earned to steal from the embers I strove so to burn. God is one's corpus and Jesus one's blood. The world is within you, without is of mud.